Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Svi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Dev Zayin. The Gemara in the beginning of the Blatt is still in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara had said that a Bas HaBen is Yerush with the rest of the Banim. And the Gemara said, let's say there's a Ben and a Bas, and the Ben died. The Bas HaBen is Yerush, and the Bas is not Yerush. You don't say Tirush Bas and Bas HaBen. And the Yisayit is the Yisayit of Mishmash. It's really the Ben that's Yashning, and the Bas has been Yashning from the Ben, like the Gemara explained earlier. So the Gemara in that context brings a Pasuk, a very Shvera Pasuk, in Shaftim, that says, Vayemir Yushas Pleitu Libinyamin V'layimacha Shevim Yisrael. The context of the Pasuk is that after the Maisip Legish Begiva, when Klai Yisrael went and wiped out most of Shevet Binyamin, there are only 600 men left, 400 that married the Bnei's of Anshe Yavish Gilad, and the question is what to do. And the Pesukim there discussed that they had a Chayr, a Meshvua, that no one's allowed to give a Isha to Shevet Binyamin. So, Lamaisa, the idea was, instead of giving them an Isha, they allowed the Bnei Binyamin to grab for themselves an Isha, like it says in the Pesukim. But before they came up with that Eitzah, the Pasuk, when they were discussing this, V'yemir Yerushas Pleit L'Binyamin V'yemacha Shevet Miyisrael. What does it mean, Yerushas Pleit L'Binyamin? Very shvera words. So the Gemara says, Adrash, that Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Devei Rabbi Yami, Melam Bet Shehisno HaShevet Binyamin Shletirish Bas HaBen HaMa'achin. They made a rule that by Shevet Binyamin, the Bas HaBen would not get a Yerusha together with the brothers. In other words, if one of the brothers had died and left only a daughter, so al pi halacha, that daughter gets a chelik, she gets her father's chelik, but they made it tonight that she doesn't get the chelik. And Pashas the Pshat is, Rishbam learns, why they make such a tonight? Because Hayes, there were so few people left in Binyamin, so each person in Binyamin had a tremendous amount of land. Now, any time a daughter is going to be Yerush, this land could end up by another Shevet. So normally, if it's only a small percentage of the Shevet's chelik in Eretz Yisrael, we don't care about it so much, but here it's going to be a larger percentage of Binyamin's general chelik. So the Shevet Binyamin is not going to have a significant amount of the land that it's supposed to have. And the Shvatim didn't want that. So the Shvatim said that the Bas HaBen won't be Yerush together with the Achim. And the Rashbam explains that they didn't want to make a gzeira. Let's say someone has no sons at all. He only has a daughter. They didn't want to make a takana that his daughter wouldn't yashin, it would go to his brothers, because that he shouldn't have any of his descendants yashining him. He says, Mashengen, if he anyway has sons, but one of his sons died and left the daughter, so then at least the nachal will go to his descendants. So mainly we keep it away from his son's daughter, because that way she might get married to another Shevet and will end up being out of Shevet Binyamin. That's the pshat that we showed him. Say the Rashba says a drop different. The Rashba says that the Kana was only in the case where the daughter was already married to another Shevet. It's mashma, if the daughter would agree to marry to Shevet Binyamin, not get married to another Shevet, then she would be able to get the Nechasim. The Rishbam is mashma, in all cases she doesn't get the Nechasim, because she might marry another Shevet. Al Gabanim, according to both of them, they made another takana besides for the takana that the Bnei Binyamin can marry their daughters if they don't give it to the Bnei Binyamin. They'd be able to just take it themselves, like the Psukim say. There was another takana, Yerushas Pleit L'Binyamin, means that we want that the Shevet Binyamin should have an Eitzah to keep the Nachlas. It shouldn't go to the girls, and then they might marry another Shevet. It's Al Gabanim, by the case where you have a Bas HaBen, the Bas HaBen would not get the Yerusha together with the Banim. Now the Rishonim bring, the Raja brings, and we have it by us in the Rimagash, the Pshat of the Rimagash in the Bein Hananel, and also so the Aruch also says this Pshat, that Fakert, the Shvatim made a Tnai, that if in case any of their daughters are married to Shevet Binyamin, and this daughter was supposed to get Yerusha from the other Shvatim because her father died and she's the Bas HaBen to get with the Achim. In that case, they didn't allow it because they didn't want Binyamin to have from their Shvatim. They're still punishing Binyamin somewhat. They didn't want Binyamin to get the Nachla from their Shvatim. And they made this rule to any girl that's married to Sheva Binyamin, the Bas HaBem would not get the Yerusha together with the Banim. And the Rashba is very bothered. So what is that? The Pasuk is Yerusha's plate to LeBinyamin LeYimachas Sheva MiYisrael. The Pasuk's mashmah, they were doing something to help out Binyamin, to make a Yerusha's plate to LeBinyamin, and there shouldn't be Yimachas Sheva MiYisrael. So according to the Rashbam's Pshat, the Rashba's Pshat, they're doing a takana that the Yerusha, the Chelek of Eretz Yisrael, which was Yerusha LeBnei Binyamin, should stay with the Bnei Binyamin. It shouldn't go to the other Shvatim, or at least it shouldn't be a significant percentage going to the other Shvatim. That's the Pshat, Yerusha's plate to LeBnei Binyamin. Mashenkein, according to the Megash Rebbeinu Chananel, that says, Vakert, they didn't want their Nachla to go to the Bnei Binyamin. So what does that have to do with the Yerusha's plate to LeBnei Binyamin, LeYimacha Sheva MiYisrael? How does it fit into the Pasuk Klal L'Chlal? It's very shver. But I saw in the Aruch that says the same Pshat. It's the Aruch Erech Rosh, Reishin. He brings the Gemara, Vayomer Yerusha's plate to LeBnei Binyamin, Pirish, Hisnu al Sheva Binyamin al Esek Yerusha, V'achakach Nosnu em plate. V'kach Hisnu, She'aisim Anashim She'chavtucho, Bashi Reshe Zaviyah, She'loi ha'ilach, Le'tirish Nachla Zaviyah, El Dishar Le'yershi Aviyah Aviyah. She'loitisav Nachla M'sheva Nachla Sheva Binyamin. Saying there's two things going on. There's Yerushas, they made some sort of a takana for Yerushas, and they made a plate to LeBnei Binyamin Le'yimach Sheva Yisrael. The plate to LeBnei Binyamin LeYimachas Sheva Yisrael was this takana that the Bnei Binyamin can marry the women that they grabbed, as long as no one from the other Shvatim gave them an Isha, they just grabbed the Isha, they can marry those women. And Yerusha was the takana of Yerusha that if they married those women from the other Shvatim, those women wouldn't get a Yerusha from their grandfather, even if their father died, even though normally the Bas HaBen would get with the Achim, but these women wouldn't get, so it shouldn't go to Sheva Binyamin. But still, it's still very shver l'chayra, dachuk. What exactly is the hemshech? If the plate to LeBinyamin LeYimachas Sheva MiYisrael is not discussing this takana, so what, just because it says Yerushas, what's the pshat? So I was thinking, l'chayra pasha pshat is that Azai, the Shvatim, were afraid that people wouldn't like this idea, or maybe the Shvatim themselves who were coming up with the idea, wouldn't like this idea that the Bnei Binyamin should all get married to women from other Shvatim, because there are no women by Sheva Binyamin, because Ibezai will get the Nachla, the Miasabas Nachla. Normally it wasn't so shkiach for one woman from one Shevet to marry the other Shevet. Didn't happen so much. Happened Amol. But happened Amol, so they weren't concerned. But here, it's going to be a whole thing for 200 women that they're going to get married for Sheva Binyamin, so people will be reluctant to do it because they'll end up a Savas Nachla. So before they did this plate to LeBinyamin, for Yimachas Sheva Yisrael, to allow the Bnei Binyamin to marry their daughters, they first did this Yerusha, this Takanalinyan Yerusha, that I'll go upon him, unless this girl's father died without children, because that's Lenicha Leaker Yerusha Mizare. But if the grandfather died, and she's the Bas HaBen, and the father had already died, so she won't get the Yerusha, so Al Kapanim will minimize that Sabbath Nachla that will happen, as I mentioned the Chapash Pshat. And now let's see the next sugya, the sugya at the end of Amud Aleph. The Gemara brought the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, Kala Kaidim, Menachla Yetzirecha Kaidim, and if anyone precedes anyone else in the Nachla, then the one who precedes him is no longer alive, but he has descendants, his descendants come before the one he precedes, and the father has precedence over anybody who is descendant from the father. So the Gemara starts, Gemara's two shailos in Rami Bachama. First shail was by Rami Bachama, Avia Av v'Achia Av, gonna have Rami v'Yishmael b'nichse Esav ezmen kaidim. What's it then? Who gets the Yerusha first? If someone dies, has no children, and has no father, his father is also dead. But his grandfather is still alive, his father's father, and also his father's brother's uncle still alive. What's the din? Does his grandfather get the Yerusha, or does his uncle get the Yerusha? Who's considered the main Yerush? So Amar Rav Tashima, Ha'av Kaidim L'chol Yetzi Yerechai. The father comes before any of his descendants. Here also the grandfather would come before the uncle who is a descendant of the grandfather. So Mefurish in the Mishnah that the grandfather comes before the uncle. And the Gemara says, "V'rami bar Chama, agav shit v'layim be." He didn't. It was tak a mistake because he was tired in the other shaila. He didn't express the shaila correctly. This shaila is actually a mefurish mishnah that the grandfather comes before the uncle. And the Gemara has another shaila from Rabbi Bechama. Bayram Bechama Avia Ava Ochiv Kugan Avram VeYakov VeNichse Eis of Eis Menkaidim. Let's say somebody dies, has no children, he has no father, his father's dead, but he has a brother and a grandfather. So who comes first, the brother or the grandfather? The grandfather comes before the uncle, but maybe the grandfather only comes before the uncle. Does the grandfather also come before the brother? Amar Rava, Tashima, Ha'avi Kaidim L'chayetzi Yerechai. The father comes before any descendant. So here also, since his brother is a descendant of his grandfather, so therefore the grandfather comes before the brother. That's a Rava Paskat. So why do Rami Bacham ask a shayla? So this one really is a shayla. Because Yetzi Yerecha Shaloi V'lo Yetzi Yerecha Shalbanai. It only means his children. A father is before any of his children. But a father is not necessarily before any of his children's children. He's not necessarily comes before his grandchildren. So that's why Rami Bacham had a shayla. And then the Gemara says, how can I misstar? But really the halacha is the other way. Diktani Zeh Klal Kol HaKaidim B'nachla Yetzi Yerecha Kaidim. Anyone that takes precedence and he has a descendant, the descendant comes before the one he takes precedence to. So Ilu Isli Yitzchak, if the Mace's father was around, in this case Yitzchak, so Yitzchak Kaidim. So Yitzchak would be before Avraham. B'nichse Esav. So from that part of the Mishnah, it says that anyone who takes precedence in Achla, his Yetzi Yerech would take precedence. So since a father would, of course, come before a grandfather, so who would then a brother, who's the Yetzi Yerechai of the father, who takes precedence of the grandfather, the brother would also take precedence over the grandfather. Hashanayim Adalesi Yitzchak Yaakov Kaidim Shema Mino. So let's go through a little bit of the lumness of the two Shailas, even the first Shaila. What was Rabbi Bechama's original Shaila? Who should come first, the grandfather or the uncles? What are the two tzadim? So here we get into the Shaila, which we're going to discuss by Arichus, where you could clear if a brother or a grandfather or an uncle, all three of them, you could clear the Shaila, how do they Yarshin? Do they Yarshin al Tzmishmush? Does a brother Yarshin because the Nechasim go to the father and from there to the brother, Mishmush? Does the grandfather Yarshin because the Nechasim go to the father and from there to the grandfather? Does the uncle Yarshin because the Nechasim go to the father and from there to the grandfather and from there to the uncle? All these Yerushas are Yerushas Mishmush? Or is there a direct Yerusha? The fact that the Torah says, teaches you a direct Yerusha, a brother, doesn't have to be Yarshin through the father, he could Yarshin directly. And so too, Achi Aviv is also in the Pasuk, so they also, it's Shaykh to say that Achi Aviv is a direct Yerusha, not through a Mishmush, through the grandfather, the father to the grandfather to the brother, but they get a Yerusha directly. And the grandfather also, even though it's not in the Pasuk, you might also be able to say that there's a direct Yerusha, like we're going to explain in the Hemshech of the Shir. Now, if you're going to learn that none of these Yerushas are direct, all of these Yerushas go through Mishmush. So then when Rabbi Bechama asked the Shaila, if the grandfather or the uncle, which one gets the Yerusha, if the Yerusha has to go Behechuch to the father first, and from there it could go either to the grandfather or the uncle. So L'chayr Rami Bechama Shaila wouldn't only be if a grandfather is before an uncle. L'chayr Rami Bechama Shaila would be if a father goes before a brother, which the Gemara talked about earlier on Nafkuf Chesem and Beis. The Brice had said that a father was before a brother, but not before a son. And the Gemara discussed how we know. Perhaps Rami Bechama thought that was Gufa Shaila. Shaila wasn't only if a grandfather is before an uncle. The question was, is a father before a brother? But then it would be shver, because it's mamish kenegi the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very clear that the father comes before the brother. Like the Gemara says, Av kaidem l'chayetzi yirechai. So maybe in the chanami, that's part of the Gemara's agav shit for l'yayim bo. But the Ritva says that Rami Bechama's agav shit for l'yayim bo was that he thought that maybe the Mishnah that says, Av kaidem l'chayetzi yirechai, is only in the direct Yerusha. Question is, does the father get the Yerusha? Or the brother get the Yerusha? The father comes before the brother. But it wouldn't apply to a grandfather and an uncle. It means the Av of the Mace is Kaidim L'Chol Yetzi Yerechai. The grandfather is not the Av of the Mace. He's not necessarily before Kol Yetzi Yerechai. That the Gemara says, no, the Pshat in the Mishnah is the Av is always before Kaidim Kol Yetzir Eichai, even if he's not the Av of the Mace. So the Dvar clearly learns that Rabbi Bar Chama is having to declare the Shaila was, that even though if it's a question of the father of the Mace or the brother of the Mace Yashin, the father comes first. But the grandfather maybe doesn't come before the uncle. So Shmuel Zavsky points out, obviously he can't be learning that it's going to Alts Mishmush. Because if the grandfather's Yerusha and the uncle's Yerusha is going to Alts Mishmush, so just like a father of a mace comes before the brother of a mace, who and then the father of the mace's father, which is getting an Alts Mishmush from the father, would obviously come before the brother of the mace's father coming through Mishmush from the father. So it must be Rabbi Bar Chama thought that the grandfather and the uncle get a direct Yerusha. And what's the Gemara's teretz of Av Kaidem Achayetzi Yerechai? What's the Gemara's pshitas that the grandfather comes before the uncle? So the Rishbam, and also the Ad Ramah, says the same thing. The Rishbam says that a grandfather and an uncle get Alts Mishmush. That's the Maskana. The grandfather and the uncle, they both get Mitzad Mishmush. So it's going to, the Nixa Esav are going to Yitzchak, and the question is, should they go to Avram or to Yishmael? Yishmael can only get it through Avram. It went to Yitzchak, and now it's a question of an Av against an Ach and Avada. The Av wins. So that's Gufa the Havana Maskan of the Gemara. The Havana was that the Aviya Av and the Achia Av get the Yerusha directly, and therefore you could clarify which one's first. And the Maskan is no, the Aviya Av and the Achia Av get it Alts Mishmush. And therefore, it's Pashat that Aviyav comes first, as I state in the Rishbam and the Ad Ramah. But Shmuel Zavsky points out, Rabbeinu Gershom says that the reason why the grandfather gets it before the uncle is because he's a closer relative. So it's mashma, even the maskan it's not on Tzmishmush, is because he's a closer relative. And we'll see more about this in the second Shiloh. In the second Shiloh of Rabbeinu Bar Chama, the question is the grandfather come before the brother or not? Or does the brother come before the grandfather? And Rava said, Alacha l'maisa, the grandfather comes before the brother, because Av Kaidem Achal Yetzi Yerechai. Now Taisa says, Lefita Usai, and he calls Rava not a Shita but a Tais, because the Mariz Maskana was not the way. He says, Lefita Usai, Lehayed Ben Yerish is Aviv Av Kaidem Kol Shal Leben. So Taisa learns, according to what he calls Rava's Tais, the sign that the grandfather comes before the brother is Avanda we're going to Alts Mishmush. There is no direct Yerusha. So the Nachla goes from Esav to his father Yitzchak. That's clear. And his question is, now where does it go? Does it go up to the father or down to the son? And Rava says it goes up to the grandfather. Zuck Tais is because Rava holds when somebody dies, and he has a father and a son, the father comes before the son. We have a Gemara early on, Kav Chesem et Beis Mefurish, that Sheire Akarev, Sheire Zahaviv, Yachal, you see, the Mamet Sha'av Kaidim La'ach, Yachal Shekayim Leben Tamalei Mekarev, Karev Kaidim. So you see Mefurish there, the Av does not precede the Ben. So Zog the Teres Chaim, Rava held that the Mishnah here, which says Av Kaidem Achal Yetzi Yerecha, which Rava teached that a father is before any of his descendants, even a grandfather is before any of his grandchildren, he held the Mishnah's on the Brice earlier. And the Mishnah holds that Av is Kaidem Leben. And L'chayit Shver, if an Av is always Kaidem Leben, so how does a Ben ever get a Yerusha? Why doesn't it always go to the Av and back 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 to the Av until Yaakov Avinu and then go back to Gan's Kal Yisrael? So Taisus and Kav Chesu and Beis asked that on the Gemara that had it said that the Av is Kaidin Leben. And he says in the second Teretz that since his Exeris HaKasuv, that the only one that's Mesiv Nachla is a Bas that marries to a different Shevet. Vais Taisun Exeris HaKasuv, that normal it stays in the same shevet. In them state klar, that it doesn't go to the Av, v'makam it is a ben. Obir adavar, even though Taisus holds min asvara, that whenever you have a precedence in Yerusha, even when the one who precedes it is dead already, his mishmash will continue to precede it. But there's afkah from that, when the gate to Av and Ben, if Av precedes Ben, which that was the Av Min and Kufches, and that's what Taisus here is telling us, Rav Ataka holds, Al Kapanim Aliba, the Tana of the Mishnah, the Av precedes the Ben, that would have to only be when the Av's alive. Then the Av would precede the Ben. Now, Shaken, when the Av is no longer alive, Behechrich, in that case, the Ben would precede the Mishmash of the Av, because otherwise, every Yerusha wouldn't go to the Ben. Every Yerusha would go to Gan's Klal Yisrael, only a case of a Ger would go to a Ben. And that can't be, because Kum Tais, anytime someone's not a Ger, his Yerusha will end up in the other Shvatim, and we know from Asavas Nachla, it doesn't work. So in Devich Deinik Zeris HaKosuv, that the Yerusha of the live Ben would precede the Yerusha of the dead Av. But Al Kopanim, Taisus in the second Baya, and Avada, that's what he's going to learn in the first Baya also, doesn't hold this any direct Yerusha. The only direct Yerusha there is a Ben Yarshins directly, and if there's no Ben, the Av Yarshins directly, and that's it. If the Ben is dead and has descendants and it goes to Mishmash through the Ben, if there are no descendants altogether, the Yerusha goes to the Av. If he's not alive, it goes to him, the Kever, and it goes to his Yarshim. If he has descendants, fine. If not, it goes to his Av, the Chuli. But there is no direct Yerusha to an Ach. There is no direct Yerusha to an Achiav. There is no direct Yerusha to Avi Av. Everything works b'tayris mishmash because the Av comes first. The Av comes before the Ach. The Av comes before the Achiav. The Av comes before Avi Av. Who Adin Bekeveri comes before? The only case where an Av Bekever wouldn't come before Yerush is by a Ben. Because otherwise you wouldn't have a case of Yerush's Ben, except by Ger. And that can't be, because otherwise you'd always have a Savas Nachla. So in Devet Shenik Zeris HaKosav, that the live Ben would come before the dead Av. So Bekitzer, Taisa says the only Havamina that the brother could come, that the grandfather could come before the brother is, that you would also say that Hu Adin, a father comes before a son, because that's essentially what it is. When someone dies, and he has a grandfather and a brother, it's going to go to his father, and then his father, the question is, does it go to his father's father or his father's son? And Ravu, who said, Lefi Tu'usai, like Taisus calls it, that it goes to his father's father, that would mean, Stamazai, when someone dies, it goes to his father instead of his son. That's Shittas Taisus. But the Rashba, he asks a kasha on Rava. His question is like this. Tema, Rava doesn't hold of Mishmush v'tzarechiyin. So the Rashba was learning the Pshat and Rava, not like Taisus, that Rava holds that the Av comes before the Bet. He was learning a different Pshat and Rava, that Rava doesn't hold of Mishmush. Because v'ot megahalm for Mishmush, if you're going to hold of Mishmush, so behechrich, Rava, according to the Rashba, the Avad of the Ben comes before the Av. That was the Gemara earlier. No one argues on that. So why did Rava hold that the grandfather comes before the brother? Because Rava doesn't hold of Mishmush. The Tema, what's Pshat that Rava doesn't hold of Mishmush? V'tzarechiyin. And that kasha alone, the Chayson Yeshua's answers, that maybe Rava only held of Mishmush Lamata, not Lamala, because the din of Mishmush was said by Ben, like the Gemara says, Ben ain't light, the Gemara early on Kuftes Vav, Ben ain't light, Ainli ala ben, ben a ben, ubasa ben minayin, tamalayim ainli ayin alav. And that was said by Ben. It wasn't said by Av. So even though Avada the Brysa fears ois, that the Nachla Mishmash Meshvah Lechas Ad Ruvain, that's Mashmah Mishmash by Av also, but that could be that Rav Al Kabanim Levi is Havman, and didn't know that way. That Mishmash is Dafka by Ben and not by Av. So the Rashba is a different Pshat in the Shaila. The Rashba is Pshat in the Shaila is that Rav held, the Rashi is bothered why he held that way, but Rava held that the Yerusha does not go through Mishmash, the Yerusha goes directly. And therefore you have a question, so who is a close relative, a grandfather or a brother? And Rava held a grandfather, and the Gemara's Maskana was a brother. Now the Shaila on this Pshat is, Ken Claren, I can understand that a brother is considered a direct Yerusha, because the Pasuk says, V'satim ha-sachlos ilachav, and we spoke early in the Shia Daf Kufches, there are kama rishayim and kama paiskim that hold lemaisa that the Yerusha of a brother is a direct Yerusha. It does not go through the mishmash of an av. A brother is considered a relative that's royal Yerush. And as I state in the passing, not necessarily through the parsha of mishmash of the av. But the shaila is, if it wouldn't be for the parish of Mishmush, mehechet heisa grandfather's yerish b'chlal. Doesn't say grandfather the pasuk. It says achiv. It says achi aviv. And also we know aviv from sheira. Sheira is av. Like the Gemara's drush earlier. But there's no pasuk of avi aviv. So if you hold of Mishmush, Lamala also, so the Av gets the Yerusha Bekever, and then it goes to his Yerushim, and if his Yerushim, his closest Yerush is his father, so then that's the Yerush. So we know Yerusha's Aviv, we know Mishmush, so that's how we know the grandfather, the Yerushins. But if you don't hold of Mishmush, how b'chlal do you know there is a direct line to the grandfather? So the Imre Meisha, and similar Mechesa's test, and I'm sure Rizavsky here in the Shirim also says this, as Ivid is a Gemara in Daf Kufnan test, which we mentioned in the previous year. And the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, what's the din? The halacha is, if somebody owes money and is nechasim ha-meshubid and he dies, so his Yerushim have to pay back his debts from his shibud nechasim. And what's the din if a fellow owes money and he dies, he didn't have any nechasim, but he died before his father died. Then his father dies, and the Yerusha is going to go from his grandfather, from his father to his children, to the grandchildren. So the Gemara says, and even though the Yerusha, had you said that the Yerusha goes through the father, so the Chayyim, they would have to pay the debts of the father. Because the Yerusha goes through Mishmash. First the father, the Yashin's Bekever, then the sons get it. So Kumtais, the sons got this Yerusha from their father, and the father owed money, so they would have to pay back from the Sheba and the Chasim. But the Gemara says, no, they don't have to pay the debts of the father. Why? Because they could say, Mikayach avuah de'abakasina, I get a direct Yerusha from my grandfather. Because the Pasuk says, Tachas v'secha yiyu banecha. So there's such a thing as getting a direct Yerusha from the grandfather, not going through the father. And the Gemara needs a shtickle beer. How does that work? You know, that the Gemara earlier had said that the Yerusha of a grandson does go through Mishmush, and that Gemara is mashmanat, because that Gemara is saying it goes through Tachas v'secha yiyu banecha, that you don't need Mishmush as a din of makam avuah Kasina. I don't want to go through that. That's a tifa sugya, but it's negay of this gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Tes. But we're just going to use this gemara to say that there is a tzad that tachas of esech yu benecher. There's a direct yerusha from a grandfather to a grandson. So who adin fakert? Who adin? When a grandson dies, his grandfather will yarish directly. It's the same din tachas of esech yu benecher. That his grandson is considered like his son, and Mamela, he gets a direct Yerusha. So the Olam, there's no Mishmush. That's the Pshat in Rav Bacham Mishayla. That's the Pshat in Rav Pshitas. There is no Mishmush. Aye, there's a din of Mishmush by the Ben going down, but there's no Mishmush going up. So why does the grandfather Yashin altogether? Takas of Esecha Yubanecha. The grandfather has a direct line. So now we have a Shaila. Who is the closer Karev? The grandfather or the brother. So if this is the Pshat and the Shaila, and in Rava's Havimina, that the grandfather is closer than the brother because they both get a direct Yerusha, so what's the Pshat and the Maskana that was saying the brother Yashin is not the grandfather? So Parsha Pshat, you could say that the Gemara's Maskana is there isn't a Mishmush, and things don't work directly. And what happens when somebody dies and he doesn't have children is his father is Yerush Bekever, period. And from there it would go to his father's Yerushim, whichever Yerush is closest. And if either we know if there's a son against the father, the Ben goes before the Av. But what's Pshat that a grandfather doesn't get directly? Either is a din of Tachav is Avisecha Yu Benecha, and the Gemara in Daf Kuftan Tes Kipshutai is saying that that din will bypass Mishmush. Namal, if it was going through Alts Mishmush, he would have to pay the chayvus of his father. But since he's half takas of a sechayu benecha, he could get a direct Yerusha from the grandfather, and it would bypass the inyan of Mishmush. So why don't we here also say that the grandfather, Alts Adin of takas of a sechayu benecha, would bypass Mishmush, and therefore he could get before the brother. So one pshat you could say is, and this is the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Hei, Avilchus Nachlis says this halacha l'maisa b'shem the marachash that takas of esecha yu benecha is dafka the grandson yarishes his grandfather directly without mishmush. Mashenkin, a grandfather would not yarishen his grandson without mishmush. Then he says halacha l'maisa if somebody owes money and he died and he had no nechasim, and now his son has nechasim, and his son died with his son's nechasim, and his grandfather, his father, the grandfather of his son, wants the yarshin, he wouldn't have to pay up the Baal Chayiv, because you only say tachas of isecha you benecha. You don't say tachas benecha you have isecha. You only say going down, not going up. So that could be one pshat, that the Hav Min El, the grandfather yarshins directly, als tachas of isecha you benecha. The brother yarshins directly, because the pasuk says in Sadness Lesel Achiv, and that goes to not mitzad mishmush, but a direct Yerusha. And the Gemara says, no, there is a din mishmush by the father. And that din mishmush is the only way for the brother to get the Yerusha. And tachas of esecha yu benecha, which is a bypass to mishmush, the negay the Baal Chayv, only works as a grandfather, not only works for a grandson to yarshin the grandfather, not for a grandfather to yarshin the grandson. But this pshat is naming on that a brother does not yarshin directly. A brother only yarshins al yidei mishmush. But we said, we spoke out on Daf Kuf Ches, there's a big machlokes about this. There's some mefurish arayis, there's some mefurish rishonim and peiskim, the neman, that a yerush of a brother happens dafka yidei mishmush, and banal atayr is mashman that way. And the Rambam, perik alef milchus nachlas hocha gimel is kamat klar that way, that a ach is only yerush al yidei mishmush. But this is Sefer Achumis, and that sugi that we mentioned on Daf Kuf Nun Tes, which the Chayyim, you have to learn klar that Ach Yashin's directly. We spoke at earlier the Marashot Nemzon, that Ach Yashin's directly Nemzon and Taisvis. And Pashis is a Machloikis Beis Yosef and Dakimation in Simon Reishin and Gimel. And the Beis Yosef holds Ach Yashin's directly, the Ramah holds the Yashin's Alidei Mishmush. So Lefim, it's sad that the Ach Yashin's directly, what's the pshat in the maskana that the Gemara is naming on that the ach comes before the grandfather? So the Machle Ephraim in Ilchus Chi Matana Simen Mem, he brings the kasha from the Maril at the Rishbam later on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. He's mashma very clear that the ach does yarshin directly. So Gemara there says when somebody says that Nichsi Leplani V'Acharav Liyarsi, that my nechasim should go first to somebody, then after he dies to my yarshim. And the Gemara says he just means his Yershim, not his Yershim's Yershim. Dafka is direct Yershim, not the Yershim of his Yershim. And the Rishbam there says clearly that a brother is called Yarsi. A brother is called direct Yershim. It's not called Yarsi Yarsi. It's not called the Yershim of the Yershim. So now Rishbam is Mavur Klar that a brother doesn't Yarshim through Mishmush. It's not the pshat that the brother is a Yerush of his father is his Yerush, and the brother Yarshim's his father. So that would be Yarsi Yarsi. No, the Rishbam says he yarshins him directly. So the Maril asks that this Gemara, Mafi the Rishbam, Klar, it's a Sirin Rishbam, is saying that the Ach comes before the grandfather because if Yitzchak dies, it goes to his son rather than to his father. So this Gemara is clear that the Ach gets it through Mishmush. So how does that stim with the Rishbam and Kuf Chafei, which says that the Ach gets it directly? A steer in Rishbam. So the Machne Ephraim, Hilchus Chi Matanis Mem, he says, Lanius Daiti Lakashim Midi, he says, not Shver. Because when the grandfather is alive, then the Ach would not be able to get it directly, then he would have to come on to Mishmush. Because really, like the Rishbam says in Kuf Chafei, an Ach could be Erish without Mishmush. But when, that's when there's no grandfather. When there's a grandfather, so if the Ach is coming to, I'm a brother, so I get it straight. So the Avi Av says, no, a grandfather comes before a brother. A grandfather comes before a brother. I'm first in line. But here, what's going to happen? Oh, you're coming too because you're first in line, but who's before you? The father's before you. Okay, so now the father gets it. With Mishmash, he gets it with Kever. Now, I'm a ben of the father. I come before the Av of the father. So in this case, the Ach won't be able to get it directly, because then the Av is going to get it. So in this case, the Ach gets it through Mishmush. So you spoke this out on Daf Kuf Ches, Kishmak Ereid. The Ksais is bothered Bechlal. Even if you're going to say an Ach gets it directly. But how would that work? We all know that an Av comes before an Ach. So if an Av comes before an Ach, so the Av Bekevel will come before the live Ach. So the Ach could never get it directly because the Av will always beat him to it. And then he'll get it from the Av. What's the Pshan and the Shittas that hold an Ach get it directly? The Ksais blibes Shver in them. So what's Taka the Teretz? How could the Ach get it directly? Why wouldn't the Av always precede him? So one Teretz was that when you have an Av Kaidim L'Ach, when you have one Yerush that takes precedence over another Yerush, it's only when he's alive. When he's dead, he doesn't take precedence. A Yerusha straight against the Yerusha of Mishmash, a Yerusha straight will always win. But lefi that, you wouldn't have a Teretz, I think, to the steer of the Rishbam. But we said another Teretz then. We said the Enachinami. The Av would come Kaidim the Ach. But the side of Mishmash only works, Mishmash only kicks in when you need it. But if a Yerusha that could come without Mishmash, but Eifin Zeh, we don't say Mishmash. Mishmash doesn't mean, like we explained before, that Stam, that someone's Yerush Bekever, same way he's Yerush when he's alive. Doesn't work that way. Mishmash is a way of transferring the Yerusha from one place to another place. If the Yerusha is going to get there without Mishmash, it doesn't go through the root of Mishmash. Said this pshat from Shmuel Lozovsky early on Daf Kuf Ches. Lefiza, it's very good, the Rishbam. That's what the Rishbam holds. That's why the Rishbam holds the Ach is Yerush straight. Why doesn't the Av come before the Ach? The Teretz says if it's going to end up in the Ach anyway, so it doesn't go through the Av because it doesn't have to. But here, where the grandfather's alive, so it can't get to the Ach straight. Because if it's going out to straight Yerusha, it's going to end up by the grandfather. The only way it will get to the Ach is because he's saying it should go to the grandfather. Zagich, no. It first has to stop by the father. When it gets to the father, then it's immediately going to go to the Ach. So when there's no grandfather, the Ach yarshin straight. And there's no Mishmash because you don't need the Mishmash. The Ach could yarshin straight. But even that you have the Yerusha straight, you don't need the Mishmash. The Mishmash doesn't kick in. But when you have a grandfather, does time to Mach Me'ephraim, the Ach can yarshin straight because the grandfather will come first. So Mela Ibazaibahekh is gonna end up by the father, and once it gets to the father, Mela the Ach is gonna yarsh for the father, because the Ben is Kaidim Liav. So let's sum up what we did till now. Rami Macham is Shaila. Rav is Havimina. That the grandfather comes before the brother. We have Shitas Taisis that says that the only Pshad in Rav is Havimina and Rami Macham is Shaila is that Stam and Av comes before a Ben. So therefore, when you have a grandfather and a brother, it goes up to the father, and then his father comes before his son, the grandfather comes before the brother. But like Taisus calls that Tu'usei Shel Rava. Really, there's no such halacha. Rather, we know a Ben comes before the Av. It was just a Havamina. But we have the Rashi's Pshat, that's not the Pshat, that Rava's Havamina was the Av comes before the Ben. Rava's Havamina was that there's no Mishmush. So, why does the grandfather Yarshin? So we set up Shafran, the Meir Meisher, goes the other way also, and a grandfather Yarshin like a father Yarshins. Meila, the grandfather Yarshins directly, the brother Yarshins directly, we have a Shaila, which one's first? So what's the Meskana? Either you could say there is no Mishmush, there is no direct Yerusha, not for a grandfather, not for the brother, you have the Marchash, only goes from the grandfather to the grandson, not from the grandson to the grandfather. Yeah, the shittas that hold that Ach doesn't Yarshin directly, only Yarshin Zayde Mishmash. There's no such thing as direct Yerusha. It goes up to Yitzchak, the Avram, the Yaakov, and Nichse Esav. The Yerusha is going to end up by Yitzchak, and then it's going to follow the regular din of Ben Kaidim Liav. When I was saying this shtickle from the Machne Ephraim, that even if you hold there is a direct Yerusha Zach, but that's only because you don't need the Mishmash because you have the direct Yerusha Zach. But here you have the grandfather, so the Ach, if you're going to go to al direct Yerusha, that the Av is going to win. So that's why you have the Mishmash, to bring it to the Ach, that the Ach should get it against the Av. Now, Shmuel Zovsky points out that Rabbeinu Gershom on the side is Mashma, a third Mahalach. Because he says, again, like he said in the first Shaila, the Maskonis of the Gemara is that a brother is considered a closer relative than a grandfather. He says, "Mishin the karav leitfe Yaakov me'avram shuavi aviv." And zakta lefir benigeshim. Even the maskana is that there's a direct yerusha to the brother and a direct yerusha to the grandfather. But the maskana segmar is medayik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kal kaidim benachla yitzi yerecha kaidim." And we know that Yitzchak is kaidim to Avram benachla, and therefore yitzi yerecha of Yitzchak is going to be kaidim to Avram benachla. So Yaakov is going to be kaidim to Avram. Why does Yaakov get the Yerusha and why would Avram get the Yerusha? Not all Tzmishmush, direct. A grandfather, the Yashin, is direct. A brother, the Yashin, is direct. Now the Gemara is medayik in the Mishnah that a brother is more of a curve than a grandfather. So Bekitzu, we have Taisus Pshat and the Shiloh was that Avad that even the Havananu was going through Al Tzmishmush, but the question was who comes first, the father or a son? We have the Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara that no, the Havman it wasn't going through Mishmush. The grandfather and the brother Yashin directly. But the Maskan is, no, it has to go through Mishmush. It doesn't work any other way. That's one side of the Maskana. Another side of the Gemara is it doesn't really have to work through Mishmush. But in this case, Al Yidei Mishmush, the son is going to win. The brother is going to win. So Mimela goes through Al Mishmush. But if you don't need the Mishmush for the brother to get the Yerusha, then it won't go Al Mishmush. That's the Machlokes Ephraim's Pshat in the Rishbam. And you have the Rabbeinu Geshen that even the Maskana doesn't go through Mishmush. Not to the brother, not to the grandfather. The Maskana is that the brother is a closer relative to the grandfather. That's that Sasa Sugya. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, B'nai Slofchad, no Lugimel Chalakim Menachala. The B'nai Slofchad got three Chalakim. Shbam says, we're mentioning it because since we mentioned, because the Mishnah says, Kol Yaitzi Yerechai Shal Ben Kaidim La'achin. So that teaches you that the Bas HaBen gets a chelek from Malkum the other Banim. So that was the case of B'nai Slofchad. The B'nai Slofchad was daughters. And they yashin B'nichse Chefer together with Chefer's other sons because since their father was a son and he yashins, and they yashin their father Al Tzmishmush. So the B'nai Slofchad ended up with three chalakim. What are the three chalakim? Chelek Avin Shai Im Yaitzim Mitzrayim. Chelek Yimachah B'nichse Chefer V'Shai B'chari Neitol Shnei Chalakim. So the Tan of the Mishnah holds, like the Rishbam says, Lietzim Mitzrayim Neskalka Eretz. In other words, Eretz Yisrael was given, it was divided into 603,550 parts. It was divided into the parts as many as Yetzim Mitzrayim as they were. And everybody who went out of Mitzrayim gets one chelik. So that's who owns Eretz Yisrael. Now the Yetzim Mitzrayim, they all died. But the chalakim that the boy Eretz got was al pi how much Yetzim Mitzrayim got. If one Yetzim Mitzrayim had only one son, so he got an entire chalak. If another Yetzim Mitzrayim had 10 sons, so he had 10 chalakim. In other words, each one got a tenth of a chalak. You split up his chalak into 10 parts. And if someone, both his father and his grandfather, were from the Yetzim Mitzrayim, and he's the Yerush of both his father and his grandfather, so then he gets two chalakim, or if he has brothers, you divide up those two chalakim among all the brothers. That's how the system worked. So the B'nai Slofchad, they had like this. First of all, Slofchad was the Yetzim Mitzrayim. So they got one chalak, they divided one chalak because chalak Slofchad. Because he was the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Second of all, Chefer also was the Yetzim Mitzrayim. So Slofchad and his brothers would divide the chalak of Chefer. And since Slofchad is no longer alive, so his daughters would get the chalak that Slofchad yarshin from Chefer. So that's the second chalak. Besides it's Slofchad's chalak that he received himself, nothing to do with his father, because he was the Yetzim Mitzrayim, he also receives a portion of Chefer's chelek. He had brothers, so the brothers also would get some of that, but he would get a portion of that, and that portion of Chefer's chelek would go to his daughters, so that's the second chelek. And the third chelek is that Slofchad was a Bechar. So because Slofchad was a Bechar, he got two chelekim in Nechse Chefer. He got the chelek Pashit, and he also got the Pishnayim, the chelek Bechar in Nechse Chefer, and that also would go to his daughters. So they have the chelek of Slofchad himself, the chelek that Slofchad yarshin that's pashit for Nechzei Chefer, and the chelek b'chor that Slofchad yarshin for Nechzei Chefer. Now we see from the Mishnah what exactly the precise din of roi. We have a klal of eina b'chor neitel b'roi, which means if somebody is a b'chor, he only gets pishnayim. If whatever his father had when his father was still alive, was when his father died, his father already had it. But let's say his father died before his grandfather. And now his grandfather's nechasim come down to this grandson and his brothers, to this Bechar, the grandson and his brothers. So his father never actually owned these nechasim. They were roi. They were roi for him, but he never actually owned it. They weren't muchzik. He didn't yarshin it yet. It's his grandfather, his father didn't die yet. The grandfather didn't die yet. So when the grandfather dies, the Bechar does not get Pishnayim B'roi. That's the din of Roi. So why is the Mishnah saying that the B'nai Slofchad get the chelik bechar when Slavchad actually died before Chayfer died. So why isn't it a problem of Roy? Say the Rishbam is Meir, and all the Rishayim also read this ice, that the site of Ein Bechar Neitel Baroy means that when they were dividing the Nechasim among the grandchildren, and one of the grandchildren is a Bechar, so him getting against his brother, since his father died before his grandfather, so their Meirish, their father did not have the Nechasim Mishas he died. Their Meirish, their father, it was Roy for him. There was no Bechal Yishimatzalai. So the grandchild doesn't get the chelik of Pishnayim against his own brothers. But if their father was a Bechar, even though he was dead when his father died, but his father had the Nechasim, it was Bechal Yishimatzalai. The grandfather had the Nechasim Mishas he died. So the grandchildren's father against his brothers will take Pishnayim, and of course he's dead, so that Pishnayim is going to go to them. Derech Marshall. If Reuven died before Yaakov, Yaakov has 12 sons, Reuven's the Bechar. Reuven died before Yaakov, and then Yaakov died. So Reuven's sons, Chanoich is the Bechar of Reuven, Chanoich ufalo chetzven v'charmi are the Bnei Reuven, Chanoich is the Bechar. Those four sons are going to split the Nechasim evenly into four parts. Chanoich is not going to get Pishnayim against his brothers, Falu Chetzin and Charmi. They're not going to split it into five parts and give Chanoich two and one to the other ones. No, they're going to split into four parts and everyone's going to get one, because since Reuven did not have these Nechasim when he was alive, they're coming from Yaakov, so Chanoich doesn't get Pishnayim in these Nechasim. But Reuven gets his Pishnayim against his brothers in these Nechasim, because Yaakov had these Nechasim when he was alive, when he died. It is Bechal Hashem Atzalai. Even though Reuven's no longer alive, there's no din that you can't Yarshim Pishnayim Bekever. You could. And that Pishnayim will have had to go to Reuven's sons. So Reuven gets the Pishnayim, he gets the Chelek Bechar against his brothers, even though he's dead. But Reuven's son, the Bechar, Reuven's Bechar, doesn't get Pishnayim against his brothers, since in these Nechasim, they weren't there by Reuven when he died. Reuven died before Yaakov, and these Nechasim that came from Yaakov are considered Roy, benegay to Reuven's Yershim. Benegay to Reuven himself, even though he's dead, he gets Pishnayim, and those will go to the Yershim. And this comes from the Tesefta and Bechayris that the Rishbam brings down. The Tesefta said, Ketzet Eina Bechay Neitel B'Roy Kivimuchzuk, Meis Aviv Bechayi Aviv, if someone's father died in the lifetime of his father, Neitel Pishnayim B'Nichse Aviv, so of course whatever the father already had when he died, the grandchildren, the Bechar, takes Pishnayim, and the Nichsem of his father that he had B'Shas he died, the Eina Neitel Pishnayim B'Nichse Avi Aviv, because the Nechasim of his grandfather, who died after his father, the father never had them B'shas that he died. And Mimela, the grandchild of Bechar, doesn't take Pishnayim in the Nichsei Avi Aviv against his brothers. But then the Sefta says, V'mhoye Aviv Bechar, afhu neitel Pishnayim b'nichsei Avi Aviv. And the Rishayim HaMasbir, V'mhoye Aviv Bechar, afhu neitel Pishnayim b'nichsei Avi Aviv, doesn't mean a Pishnayim of Reuven's Bechar, of the grandchildren, the Bechar, the grandchild, against his brothers. That also wouldn't be, wouldn't make a difference if his father's a Bechar or a Pashit, the Negeya, his Yerusha, his Chalukas Yerusha of his brothers, Hayyas' father died before his grandfather, in the Nechasim of his grandfather, that's Roy, and it doesn't make a difference if his father was a Bechar or a Pashit, either way, Reuven's Bechar doesn't get anything extra than Reuven's other children. What it means, Imhaya Aviv Bechar, Neitel Pishnayim B'nichsei Avi Aviv, means that Al Kopanim, the father of the Bechar, even though he died before the grandfather, he gets the Pishnayim and will give that to his Yarshim. That means these Yarshim will get a Pishnayim more than what their uncles are getting. That's the Pishnayim that they're getting. Not that, but Reuven's Bechar and Reuven's other children will get equal in this Pishnayim which they're getting. From the Avi Aviv, the Pishnayim means of their father against their father's brothers. So if Slavkot would have had sons, the chaluk of his sons would have been completely equal, because since Slavkot died before Chayfer, So in Nichsei Chayfer, there'll be no din pishnayim. What it means that his girls got pishnayim b'nichsei Chayfer means they got Slavchot's pishnayim against Slavchot's brothers, against their uncles in the Nichsei Chayfer. Of course, by the girls, it anyway is not shaykh the din of Bechar. Now the Rishayim bring a bahag, a very shver bahag, that learns that the Sefta Kipshutai. Like we said, that the Sefta said, Naitel pishnayim b'nichsei Aviv, v'eni naitel pishnayim b'nichsei Avi Aviv, v'mhaya Aviv Bechar, Naitel pishnayim b'nichsei Avi Aviv. So the Rishayim will say, it doesn't mean that the grandchild of Bechar gets a pishnayim over his brothers. They all get equal. But it means Naitel pishnayim b'nichsei Avi Aviv, that means the father would get the pishnayim against his brothers, and that would, of course, go to the Arshim because the father's dead. But the Bahag says no. The Bahag apparently learned it to Sefta Kapshutai, that if the father was a Bechar, then his son gets a pishnayim in the Chalukah with his brothers. When the father's a Pashut, so then there's a din, ain't a Bechar Naitel Kabrayi Kabamukzuk, and the father's sons would not get pishnayim, the father's Bechar would not get pishnayim against his brothers. But if the father's a Bechar, not only would, like it's Mavur in our Mishnah, the father of the Bechar get the Pishnayim against his brothers, and that would all go to the Arshim, but if the father's the Bechar, then the grandchild of Bechar would also get Pishnayim against his brothers. But the Rishayim say it's Tamur. What difference would that make? What's the difference if the father's a Bechar or a Pashit? For his children's purposes, it's all right. These are things that the father didn't own b'shas that he died. What's the difference if he's a Bechar, he's a Pashit? His din Bechar could give him pishnayim against his brothers. And that's Taka d'Halacha. That if he's a Bechar, even though he died before his father, even though the Yerusha he's receiving is Bekever, but he gets pishnayim, and that all goes to his children, to be split evenly. But why should the fact that he's a Bechar make it that now his son should get pishnayim against his brothers? If he's a pashut, so we say ein bechar neidel b'roikim v'mukzik. But if the father was a bechar, then all of a sudden his bechar could take pishnayim, and then in it, why isn't it roi? As I feg and Alar Yishayim, they say it's tamur. They don't understand the behang. Even though the pashut the sefta is a little mashman that way, the sefta says m'haya aviv bechar neidel pishnayim b'nichse avi aviv. But they're matrik a little bit that it means that the dead bechar, he takes pishnayim to give to his yarshim in the nichsei of their grandfather, that he has pishnayim against his brothers. But avada b'negeya, the grandchild of Bechar against the other grandchildren against his brothers, what would be the difference if the father's a Bechar or the father's a Pashit? Now, if Shmuel Zavsky wants to say a vart, I'll say it bekitzer, that the Bahag holds that be'etzim, if you yarshim bekever, that could be called muchzik. Someone who yarshins epis bekever and gives it to his yarshim, that could be called muzik. So how come there's a din that if the father dies before the grandfather, and then the grandfather dies, now the yarshim, there's a din of ena b'charnei d'broik of a muzik. Why don't you say it's muzik? I yarshim bekever. So Akdib Shmur Wazowski is because of this gemara that we mentioned earlier, the gemara in Dafkuf Nuntes, that says, mikayach avu da'aba ka'asina, that these yarshim aren't getting it really by mishmush from their father. They're getting it directly from the grandfather. So since they're getting it directly from the grandfather, so the gabi, the Yerush of the grandfather, there's no din Bechar. Here there's a chsar and a vroi. But if the father would taka get the Yerush of Bekever and give it to them, there wouldn't be a din problem of vroi. So he says that the maskan of the Gemara there, it's complicated to learn it up in the sugi, but the maskan of the Gemara there is that the din of Mikayach Avuah D'Aba Kasina is dafka not by the chelik Bechar. The chelik Pashut, they get directly from the grandfather. But that they should get an extra Yerusha for the grandfather because their father's a Bechar, that they can't get directly from the grandfather. That has to go through their father. This din, like the B'nai Slavchan, they get an extra chelik in the Yerusha from their grandfather because their father's a Bechar, that can't come directly from the grandfather. That can't come Mikayach Avuah D'Aba Takas of Asech Yir B'necha. Otherwise, they wouldn't get a chelik Bechar. They would just get a chelik Pashit from him. That can only go to also Yerusha Bekever. Asada Yerusha Bekever, the Bahag holds, there's no din of Roy on a Yerusha Bekever. A Yerusha Bekever is called Muchzik, and Memela, even the grandson, the Bechar, would get Pishnayim against his brothers. No, Mekaya Chayim Rakushim Mekaya Zogin is Ateretz. But Lamai, so all the Rishonim argue, all the Rishonim say that Mitzad, the grandson, the Bechor, getting Pishnaim against his brothers, it wouldn't make any difference if his father was a Bechor or a Pashit. When the Tesefta says, Imhaya Aviv Bechor, Naitel Pishnaim, Nixte Aviv, it means that his father is Naitel the Pishnaim against his brothers, and that will be split equally by the Yarshim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.